So, Vulture.com ranked all 213 Beatles songs from worst to best. But here are the three worst songs, according to Vulture.com.
Okay.
The third worst song is Little Child from With the Beatles from 1963.
Little child, little child, little child, won't you dance with me?
So, and then number two, Dig It.
A little repetitive, that one. Just had to throw that
in there.
What,
a pop song that's repetitive? No.
I know.
No.
Crazy talk.
Dig It from Let It Be from 1970 is number two, the worst song.
Like a rolling stone. Like a rolling stone. Like a rolling stone.
Oh, repetitive?
Yeah.
And then number one... and by one, we mean last.
The worst.
213th is Good Day Sunshine from Revolver, 1966.
I need to laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way.
Now, are you feeling like that's one of the worst songs the Beatles ever made?
I am surely not.
No.
Like that song.
Oh, you
it's
do?
A
okay.
Happy one.
So what's the worst song to you?
Oh, well, those other two were pretty bad.
So you just rearranged it a little bit.
Yeah, I can't think of any big Beatles songs that I don't like.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I think that's a tough task for them to rank all 213.
I mean, there are some that get overplayed, you know, and you kind of get sick of them, but
yeah.
Nothing
that's
that
true with
comes
anything.
To mind. Yeah,
so
exactly.
On the other end of the spectrum, here are the three best Beatles songs. See if you this resonates with you at all. Number three, Penny Lane from 1967.
Let me take you down, because I'm going to Strawberry Fields.
Played the wrong
that
one.
Strawberry Fields.
Yeah.
Strawberry Fields and Penny Lane came out around the same time.
Yeah, well, Strawberry Fields was actually number two.
Okay.
So there you go. Spoiler alert.
All right. Spoiler alert.
No, so, and then number three, Penny Lane.
And the bank never wears a mask in the pouring rain. Very strange. Penny Lane's in my ears and in my eyes.
Oh, don't shh, stop. And then the best Beatles song of all time, according to this list from Vulture.com, A Day in the Life from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
I read the news today.
So, of course, it's all relative. It's all subject to opinion. But how do you feel about those top three?
I think they're good choices.
I mean,
again, Strawberry Fields and Penny Lane are two of those ones that have been a little overplayed for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, the one I really like, and I swear I've never dropped acid in my life, but I really like Tomorrow Never Knows.
Thanks for the point of reference.
I know they had dropped acid when they wrote that song.
I might have dropped acid with the way I was playing those clips.
Yeah, right?